Welcome to the UK Bible Students website. Questions and answers. Question: what of Jesus' promised return? Answer: Jesus intended his disciples to understand that for some purpose, in some manner, and at some time, he would come again. Though at his departure he had promised to be with them always, and through his Spirit and Word has indeed guided and comforted the Church, he certainly referred to a future personal coming. Yet he had said, "The world will see me no more." John chapter 14, verse 19. And logically, having sacrificed his human life, provided the ransom, he could not take back the price he had paid for man's release, and could not return as a man. Put to death in the flesh, he was raised not as a human, but as a spirit being, far higher than the angels, in the exact image of God's person. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. Jesus' first purpose in returning was, he said, to take his disciples to be with him. John chapter 14, verse 3. Their faithful course having earned for them an eternal inheritance in heaven along with their Lord. Raised from the sleep of death, they would meet him, see him as he is, and be like him. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. The Bible provides many evidences that we are now living in the days of Jesus' second advent, that the Church are all gathered, and that the times of restitution spoken of by all the holy prophets are soon to begin. Acts chapter 3, verses 19 to 21. The Scriptures teach that the unbelieving world would at first be unaware of Jesus' return. His presence would be secret, as a thief in the night. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. Spirit nature is of course invisible to human eyes, and the presence of Jesus would for some time be unrecognized. But they will, with mental perception, see him coming in power and great glory, during the great time of trouble of which Jesus spoke. Matthew chapter 24, verses 21. And 30. When the kingdoms of this world are under satanic control, will be destroyed. The kingdoms of this world will then become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ. Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. The signs of the times as foretold in the Bible indicate that this time is at hand. Thank you for listening.